I guess first, last night and tonight were, while they're two tough teams, they were completely different games. Can you describe them a little bit for me?
Yeah, I mean, last night I thought it was a really good team effort, and I thought we did things the right way. We had our, you know, from the first guy in the lineup to the last guy, it was a pretty consistent effort. And tonight it was, you know, it was a different outlook. Obviously, we came out well, we started well, and then, you know, I don't think we handled the adversity and as well, and we didn't play well enough tonight. You know, and that's not something that we can do down the stretch if we want to be a playoff team. We can't be a Jekyll and Hyde team, and that's a little bit what it was from Friday to Saturday night, and we need to remedy that for tomorrow.
These guys are quick.
Yeah.
And granted, everybody has back-to-back nights. Being tired part of it, or was it just a mental thing?
No, they're coming off All-Star break just as well, and they're in the 3-3 too. So that's no excuse, and it's we're going to play a lot of good teams down the stretch. This whole road trip is top teams in the league. And that's never an excuse. And we need it, in order for us to be successful, we need to consider ourselves to be a top team, and we need to do things the right way every single night with 30 games left.
Absolutely. So with a quick turnaround tomorrow,
yep.
how do you get prepared between now and then in that short amount of time?
Well, we'll take the positive that we get to play tomorrow and not have to sit on this one. And, you know, this game will be fresh in our mind, but tomorrow it'll be a new game, and it's a chance to get 4 out of 6 points on a weekend, and I think that's what you have to look. You need to find the silver lining and the optimism out of the, you know, losing tonight. We take it, we park it, and then we play tomorrow.
You know, no matter if it's first shift, yeah, last game in a 3-3,
yeah,
you never look tired on the ice. You have so much energy out there. Where does that inner motivation come from?
You know, there are times when you're tired and stuff, but it's the role that, you know, that I've played most of my career has been an energy guy, and I've always said to myself, if I'm not providing that or I'm not playing that way, then I'm not I'm not the player I need to be. So it's just one of those things, and it's more of a mindset than anything, and you just try to go out there and play as hard as you can every night, and you know, that's all you can do.
Speaking of energy, the fans at Wilkes-Barre last night had a lot of energy for you.
Yeah.
You have a really big fan base there.
Yeah.
What was that like, getting to play there? They had a nice tribute.
Yeah. It was really cool, honestly. There's no other way to put it. It was I was not expecting a tribute video. You know, I played there for 3 years, and the fans were amazing pretty much from my first game there right on to whatever, however many games I played there, 200 or whatever. But so going back there for the first time was really cool for me to see all the fans and the support, and you know, that's kind of one of those moments where, you know, you realize, you know, playing pro hockey and being this deep, like, you know, that's one of those moments where you're like, wow, this is really worth it for something like this. And just happy to be able to play there, and I was, you know, more happy that we got a win against a good team the last night too.